This month, the U.S. Supreme Court is expected to rule on the president's executive action on immigration. Georgia and 25 other states have sued to stop it. The program would give parents of American-born children temporary permission to work and to stay here, even if they're in the country illegally. WABE's LEU reports some Georgia families are anxious as the court deliberates.
Marie Cruzado is 21 and has a lot on her mind.
I worry all the time.
She worries that her parents will be deported.
Like being alone here, and if they leave, it would hurt the family.
She'd be left here with her two younger sisters. They live in the Atlanta suburbs. Her parents came to the U.S. from Peru over a decade ago. Her dad, Santos, arrived first.
I came to the United States looking for work, because in my country, it was in recession.
He says he found a job here and saved enough money to bring his family over. They all came on tourist visas and overstayed. But they have an 11-year-old who was born here and is a U.S. citizen. That's why Marie says her family is waiting on the Supreme Court's decision on a program called Deferred Action for Parents of Americans and Legal Permanent Residents, or DAPA.
DAPA means safety for me, for everybody in the Latino community, so that we just don't live in fear.
In Georgia alone, there are roughly 125,000 parents in this situation, according to estimates by the Migration Policy Institute. If the Supreme Court agrees with the Obama administration, those parents could be protected from deportation for at least 3 years. The city of Atlanta supports this move, but Georgia doesn't. It's suing the U.S. government to stop the plan. The state argues the president didn't have the authority to act without Congress.
The critical question in this case is, did the Obama administration actually change the law here, or is it simply exercising its discretion in how the law is applied?
Shayna Tabak is a professor of law at Georgia State University. She says the executive branch does have discretion on how to apply immigration law, partly because funds to enforce the full law may not be available.
Congress has not allocated the money to deport all the people in this country who are subject to deportation. Any president is going to have to make priorities, make choices about who are the top candidates for deportation. And that is what the Obama administration is arguing that it's doing.
In other words, Marie's parents are not as high on the list of those the Obama administration has said it wants to deport, like felons. But David Hancock argues it's about the principle of law. He's with the United Tea Party of Georgia.
If that family has come from Peru and they say, you know, wow, this is where we want to live, this is where we want to make our family, I would say that that's fantastic, but I would like for them to go through and abide by the laws that we have.
He says for the president to do this on his own creates a bad precedent.
It is more of a pathway to amnesty than it is a pathway to enforcing immigration laws.
For parents of kids born in the U.S., there is one route to legal status. Once a child turns 21, they can petition for their parents. But for now, people like Marie's family continue to live in limbo. Her mom cleans houses, meaning she drives a lot without a license.
Todos los días que salgo a manejar.
She says she drives with fear in her heart and is always on the lookout for police. She doesn't want to be stopped and detained for a ticket. Her husband says if DAPA is upheld, it would be a dream come true. It would help him, he says, come out of the shadows and into the light. If the court is divided, 4-4, a lower court ruling stopping the DAPA program would stand. In that case, people like Marie's parents hope to stay in the shadows until their U.S. citizen children turn 21. But Marie hopes a ruling in favor of DAPA.
I would personally be heartbroken. If it doesn't come out, I think it will destroy the hopes of many families. I think for a long time they've waited for some kind of relief. I guess all hopes would just kind of probably just fall apart.
She wrestles with the idea of having to take care of her youngest sister in case her parents are deported. For now, Marie is enrolled as an international student at a private university in Atlanta, where she hopes to graduate by next year. LEU, WABE News.